All right, I welcome back. Game Time 16, Joining the Zone, by the way. Nick Baugh with you, 132 here on a Wednesday. Rocking and or rolling through the show. Good stuff today. Shanley stopped by. Mailbag was a blast, as always. And I usually do this during football season, but I thought it'd be fun to do it now as we are on the brink of Big Ten Media Days coming up next week, and everybody's in their prediction mode and all that stuff. So during football season, every week I'd give my big five, my top five teams in the Big Ten. I gave my big five for the NBA yesterday. That was really hard. I want to give this a run. Early July, July 10th, little snapshot of how I'm seeing things in the middle of the summer. So, George, can you give me a little music for this? Just a little music. Oh, yeah. You guys ready for a little Big Five action? Are you ready for it? Top five teams in the Big Ten Conference for 2019 as of right now. Here we go.
Number five.
I got Nebraska at five. Listen, we know what Nebraska is. Great quarterback, best in the conference, and a great head coach. But after that, a lot of questions. Can the defense take a step? Lost their top wide receiver, lost top running back. Got a lot of holes to fill. And the reality is they did go 4-8 last year, but they did finish strong, finishing 4-2. And at the end of the year, they were, no question about it, a different team. J.D. Spielman is a stud. I think Mills arriving is really important. Don't forget about Noah, the Cal grad transfer wide receiver. That matters. I think Wandale Robinson is all that he's made out to be, which is an elite weapon on offense, in the mold of a Rondale Moore. Plus, again, let me repeat it. Who has the best quarterback in the Big Ten? Nebraska does. That's huge. Martinez was great last year. He's ready to take another big step. This team's got a fairly wide range of outcomes. You could convince me they're going to win 9 or 10 games, but if a few things go wrong, they might grind to get to 6 wins. Big kind of range. That's kind of the nature of Nebraska's reality right now. I can't wait to see how Nebraska answers the bell this year, but right now I got Nebraska at number 5.
Number 4.
Iowa. Listen, I've told you I've been consistent with it. Gun to my head, I'd pick Iowa to win the West right now. So I'm going to give them the nod at number 4. I trust them more than Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Nebraska right now. And a lot of that is because of three people. A.J. Epenesa, Nate Stanley, and Kirk Ferentz. Epenesa led the Big Ten in sacks last year. He's great. I mean, he is an elite player. Nate Stanley, pretty darn good quarterback. A little streaky, a little hot, a little cold, but he can sling it. He's thrown for over 5,000 yards in his career, more than 50 touchdowns. And if Kirk Ferentz is, if nothing else, has been a model of consistency, you know what you're going to get. You know who they are. They're not trying to be anything else than that. They've been solid. And you go back and look at Iowa's season last year, and, you know, ifs and buts and candies and nuts, sweet all, whatever. But Iowa was close to having a huge year last year. There are a lot of games. Penn State game could have gone either way. Purdue game could have gone either way. Wisconsin game in Iowa City could have gone either way. A lot of those losses could have gone either way. Now, the concern is they lose two first-round draft picks, a tight end, and Hockenson and Fant. That's a killer. That offense will lose some of its pop. There's no doubt about it. And they got a decent amount of holes to fill on defense, but they do return their top three rushers. And again, they have a returning, experienced starting quarterback that's a pretty darn good player. You combine all of that with an established culture of consistency, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and give them the nod at this point and peg Iowa at number 4.
Number 3.
Penn State. Listen, I love Penn State. I'm one with Penn State out of respect for James Franklin and what they've consistently done for 3 years now, and that's win. They lose Trace McSorley, which hurts, although if you look at his numbers, he wasn't that good last year. But when you look back at last year, outside of that Michigan game where they got that ass waxed, that team was kind of closer than you think to running the table in the regular season. They lost by 1 to Ohio State. Everybody remembers how that game went. They lost by 4 to Michigan State. Bottom line, those games could have gone either way. And sometimes all it takes is, as we've seen, there could be linchpin games that kind of send you one way or the other. They did get smashed at Michigan. Obviously, that's not good, but this team has recruited well. They built up depth, and James Franklin can clearly coach. I don't love this team, but I like them more than Michigan State, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Nebraska right now. They return 11 starters. They have to fill the void left by McSorley at quarterback. But again, James Franklin, to me, has kind of earned that benefit of the doubt for now. Again, I'm not getting down on one knee and professing my love for Penn State, but I got him at number three.
Number two.
Ohio State. Losing Urban Meyer is huge. Again, I think once a day, everybody, when they talk about the Big Ten, needs to say that to themselves. Ohio State does not have Urban Meyer on the sidelines. Guy was 54-4 in the Big Ten while he was at Ohio State. He dominated the conference, and he is gone. That's an enormous loss. Big shoes to fill for Ryan Day, who I know did a nice job in the interim basis when Urban Meyer was serving that suspension, but there's a big difference between babysitting and parenting. And he's going to have to go from the cool babysitter to the parent. And on top of all that, they got to replace Haskins at quarterback as well. So when you're judging a team, think about this now. When you're judging a team, oftentimes you look at quarterback-head coach combo, right? Well, how good's quarterback? How good's that head coach? Well, you're going to have newbies at both for Ohio State. But with all that said, Ohio State is the most talented roster, top to bottom, in the Big Ten. Period. And back to that 54-4 stat of what Urban Meyer's record was in the Big Ten, Ohio State has a culture of winning established. They do get J.K. Dobbins back. They got K.J. Hill back at wide receivers. So there'll be some decent weapons there on the perimeter to make some things happen. Justin Fields going to be the quarterback. We'll see how good he is. But the good news is Ohio State returns 9 starters on defense. And that side of the ball does need to improve, though. That side of the ball was just okay. How about this? Ohio State defensively, they're 86th pass defense, 71st ranked total defense, 57th ranked rush defense, 50th scoring defense. And that's like, those numbers are pretty average to below average. So that side of the ball needs to improve. A lot of question marks. How will Ryan Day be as a man? How will that quarterback spot look? Can that defense take a step forward? Those are all legit concerns, but what is known is the team's got talent and the team has an established culture that is some pretty comforting things to say out loud for Ohio State. I got the Buckeyes at number two.
Number one,
Michigan. With Urban Meyer out, Wayne Haskins out, Nick Bosa out, I think the clear-cut team to beat in the Big Ten is Michigan right now. It's time, right? Return 12 starters on a team that won 10 games. They've been knocking on the door. They went 8-1 in the Big Ten last year. The only team that beat them was Ohio State, and it was in Columbus, Ohio. They returned Shea Patterson, who I don't love, but is definitely a pretty talented player. The offense is continuing to grow and improve and evolve, but it's still not great. But that defense was rated R. I mean, holy moly. Don Brown, elite coordinator. That side of the football is elite. They were number two in total defense. They had the number two ranked pass defense. They were great. And Michigan has their top two wide receivers back. Nico Collins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, guys that can make explosive plays on the perimeter, help out Shea Patterson. So I'm one of the few guys that still is a Harbaugh supporter or a Harbaugh guy. I'm one of the last guys that's still on that corner. I think they're going to get it done this year. I think when all the dust settles in Indianapolis in early December, Michigan is going to win the conference. And at this point, they are my number one team in the Big Ten.
Woo-wee!
That felt good. That felt good, didn't it? I felt, you know, the problem though is, now I think it's football season.
Yeah.
Now I think it's football season. That's not good. Now my heart, I think the word is yearning. Now I'm yearning for football right now. So in review, my big five. I got Nebraska at 5, Iowa at 4, Penn State at 3, Ohio State at 2, Michigan at number 1. All reality, I don't know how good the conference is. Like, seriously. Michigan State, there was an element of like, I don't want to call it fool's gold because that's not fair because they're better than that. But I mean, that offense was like, bruh. What? I mean, that offense was very pedestrian. I mean, Michigan, they're the team to beat to me. Ohio State loses a lot, and they lose Urban Meyer. Penn State loses a lot. They've recruited well. You know, Nebraska, we've gone over all the pros and cons with them. Iowa, got some pros, got some cons. Wisconsin, they're replacing a quarterback. Minnesota, they don't have a good quarterback, in my opinion. Purdue, you know, they have some holes to fill. They lose David Blau. Northwestern, the reigning Big Ten West champs, they couldn't run the ball to save their life, and now they got a new quarterback. Like, I just look across the conference. I just don't think there's just a bunch of established world beaters that have everything working for them. You never know. But I don't look at the Big Ten and just go, oh man. There's a bunch of teams that got a chance to be pretty salty. There you go. God, I just love, you know.
Hi, welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order?
I'll take
number two.
Okay, I have a number four.
No. I said I want a
number two.
Now, hold on now. I'm getting another phone call. What do you want? Okay, we'll also take a
number five.
You're such a child. I love
I mean, what number was Chris Webber?
Number four.
What number was Allen Iverson?
Number three.
Who's the best known number two? Kawhi? Kawhi was two with Spurs, right?
I was going to say Joe Johnson.
Who is, what's Joe Johnson's number?
Number two.
What's Tracy McGrady's number?
Number one.
And what is Jalen Rose's number?
Number five.
Okay.
Can't.
Yeah, what number is are the City Minis? Because that's the only thing I want.
Number four.
Okay, then I will take a
number four.
Yes. All right, we got to go to break. I don't know what's happening today. The Burger King tacos, where everything went wrong today. All right, as my goddamn Patrick would say, I don't know, Dan. I act like he's my guy. My goddamn Patrick would say, let's call for phone calls. 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620.com. Hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Game time.